Praise the Lord, it's chat time again. And now this week, we will continue to discuss current events and scriptures.
Praise the Lord. So the phrase of the week this week is the end is not yet. And that means that there are things that have to happen yet before the end times, before the coming of the Lord. And you can find that phrase in Matthew chapter 24, verse 6. And it reads, "And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Praise the Lord. So now you know where it came from, the King James Version of the Bible. So this week I want to talk about, you know, I guess it's been on my mind about, you know, we were talking about the great falling away, people leaving the Lord, leaving church, leaving their hearts.
Or sitting in church and the hearts leaving, yes.
And, you know, every time I read an article now, I think about what we were talking about, you know. So I had this article about, it came from My Christian Daily, and it's talking about the religious nuns, not N-U-N, but the N-O-N-E-S.
Oh.
That don't identify with anything.
Well, how can they say they're religious?
And they're on the rise in America. So a new research revealed that the religious nuns are on the rise in America as the country becomes less religious. So I guess that's what that means. They don't really have a religious identity or identification or...
They're so stupid. They're just people who aren't attention. Know, but it's really they're so, so juvenile.
But it's really so stupid because in this research it says, in the survey, it says that most nuns, and I'm not talking about a nun in a, you know, right. in a convent, N-O-N-E-S. Uh-huh. Most nuns believe in God or another higher power.
They can't.
And, you know, I don't understand how that can be. But very few go to religious services regularly. So I, you know, I don't know how you can identify yourself as being believing in God or believing in a higher power, but then say that you're a nun. I don't get that. That doesn't make any sense to me. The survey also says that most say that religion does harm, but many think it does some good. They are not uniformly anti-religious. So
well, that's so stupid. But I guess what they're trying
is that
to say,
an oxymoron? They're
morons. But I think, what they're attempting to say is that they don't believe in religion, institutional religions. They believe in God, but the institutions of religion they don't believe in, which is, you know, kind of odd in the sense that their identity of what religion is comes from the fact that there have been people who have stood up and said in a very systematic and regulated way that God is. So when we look at Judaism, where we get our idea of where Christianity comes from and is grounded in, he will say they don't believe in that religion, but you believe in God. But the God that they claim, I don't know what God they claim to believe in, but if they're saying they believe in God, then that comes from Judaism. It comes from what they consider to be an established, institutionalized religion. So it's backwards.
Well, they say that most nuns reject the idea that science can explain everything.
That's not a religion.
But they express more positive views of science than religiously affiliated Americans do. So when this Pew Research asked directly why they are not religious, 2/3 of the nuns say they question a lot of religious teachings or don't believe in God.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just like smoke and mirrors here.
Yeah, they don't know what they're talking about. They're just playing with words, you know.
You know, this could be just a new age way to say that people are disillusioned with like certain denominations or
right.
something or certain teachings or.
Yes, but to say that.
Call yourself a nun.
Like a non-binary. you know, it doesn't make any sense.
But that's the way it is, you know. So here, now just bear with me because there are a lot of articles that just seem, I mean, these are current events and this is what we are in the world. This is the truth. This is what's going on. So Kappa Kappa Gamma may make trans candidate the first male president of sorority over women. This came from the
Kappa
Christian.
Who?
This came from the Christian Post.
Kappa Kappa who?
Kappa Kappa Gamma.
Gamma. So they have a sorority.
I guess.
And they made what a transgender.
Sorority, but I don't know where this is. It's
a sorority of women, but now they're going to make a.
But I don't know.
A transgender
a sorority of a
man. Be over the women.
Is this a sorority at a college? Or?
Yeah, mostly like these Phi Beta, Sigmas. These are fraternities that women and men join and things like that on college campuses.
Okay, so you have a sorority,
says,
but they're going to put a man. So why don't they just say, we want men to rule over us?
Or just make it co-ed.
So here it says, a fast track. A man who identifies as a female into leadership position, despite the fact that he doesn't meet the standards required of female members, the sorority is potentially looking to elect him as president, according to a recent lawsuit. So the plaintiffs in the lawsuit, Patsy Levang and Cheryl Tuck Smith, became lifetime members of Kappa Kappa Gamma over 50 years ago. And the pair served as have served the sorority through a variety of positions. They're also part of Independent Women's Network, which advocates against allowing men who identify as female into women's spaces. Isn't that ironic?
Well, you know what I actually believe? I believe that people who say they're feminist, women who claim to be feminist, and then they put a transgender woman over their affairs, I think secretly, unconsciously, maybe even consciously, they want to be led by men. Because it would make no sense otherwise.
Well, most members in this Kappa Kappa Gamma remain unaware that the candidate is a man.
Well, they should know now.
Anyway. And then, when I think about the great falling away, there's going to be everything and anything going on.
Oh, yeah. Because
people are going to do whatever. So here's
the Lord said he was going to let them do that. He was going to let them do anything that they imagine, anything that comes into their heart. God said he's not going to try to restrain them. He's just going to let them do what they want to do.
And then they you know, and the other thing I was thinking about is how there's going to be false teachings and how there's going to be wolves and sheep's clothing. They're going to get people to believe a lie before
and the people
the
will,
truth.
They're going to believe a lie before the truth. That's why the wolves in sheep's clothing are going to be able to deceive them, because they're going to reject the truth, and they would rather receive a lie than the truth. They would rather be deceived. They're going to deceive themselves. They're actually going to feel like, which is going to be so difficult and convincing them, because they're going to feel like they are right. It's not like they're doing this and saying, I'm doing something wrong. They actually believe that they are in the right.
So this article from the Christian Post that was sent to me is that Pastor Jamal Bryant, I'm not that familiar with him, but he's the leader of the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Stonecrest, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And he's getting some flack for an old message in which he claims that Jesus was wrong 85% of his life despite being called anointed and chosen.
And he's a nut. And he's a nut. So he's trying to serve a God that he said was wrong.
Jesus,
85% of the time, only right 15%
was doing what he was not
ministry.
Called to do.
What a nut! I don't even know how they allow him to still be up 85% there.
85% of his life, he was not flowing in his God-given function. 85% of his life, he's doing what his natural father wanted, but it did not line up with his defined DNA. 85% of his life, he's anointed. His life, he's anointed. He's called, he's chosen, and he's wrong.
Well, see, when I picture this guy, I picture him coming on in the pulpit and drag. This is stupid. This is somebody who is actually... it's on the borderline of blasphemy. They aren't acknowledging the Lord for who he is, and they're telling God what he was supposed to have been doing. He's telling God how to be God. You know, he's actually standing in the place of the Father, saying how the Lord should have been according to how he sees it. And if I was there, I wouldn't be able to sit in a congregation under a person who could show such disrespect for the name of the Lord. There's just no way.
There were a lot of comments about him.
And there's just no way. God was only right 15% of the time.
This one person says if Jesus was wrong 85% of his life, and if Jesus was, as Jamal Bryant is implying, was disobedient to God the Father for 85% of his life and was instead solely obedient to his earthly father, that would have major implications, so much so that all of us who believe in the blood of Jesus to be the perfect atonement for our sins,
right,
all of us are going to hell.
Right.
If Jesus was wrong for 85% of his life, if he was not following the instruction from God the Father for the majority of his life, wouldn't that be sin?
Yes. And he was sinless.
Wouldn't that disqualify him from being the perfect sacrifice? To atone for
that guy sin. Does not need to be allowed in the pulpit. I don't understand how
he's been in the pulpit for like 20 years.
Well,
or
he
more.
Needs to be sitting down. Somebody needs to just say, hey, your time is over here. There's just no way. I could not respect anybody who would not give God the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, and basically call the Lord a sinner, basically tell us that God was being disobedient when he said, I come to do thy will, oh God. When they said he never turned, not to the right nor to the left, never said a mumbling word. He did the will of the Lord. And this guy, in direct defiance of the scriptures, is going to say that God was wrong 85% of the time.
Here's another article.
Knucklehead.
Keeping in mind the great falling away and how the hearts are changing. They're far, far, far away from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind about how they're teaching people a lie instead of the truth.
And people wanting to hear the lie instead of the truth.
So here's an article about that was sent to me. Planned Parenthood has a sex ed video suggesting that virginity is not a real thing.
Oh, okay.
It's fake.
It's fake in what sense? What is their definition of virginity? Virginity is somebody who hasn't had any sexual intimacy.
Purity.
They said Planned Parenthood, at least this sex ed video, says that the traditional definition of a virgin as someone who's never had sex.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as simple as that.
Because?
It says virginity is completely made up concept. It was a term that was created simply to control and shame mainly women.
No, that's not true. Now listen, this is somebody who's...
Medically, they said, virginity is not a real thing.
Mm. So what are they saying? Newborn babies, boys and girls, what is it that makes it non-medical about them? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And therefore, just like when the Lord said in Revelation, there was 144,000 virgins. And I'm looking at this person, I said, now I bet when you think about that, the first thing you think about are women. I said, the 144,000 virgins, 12,000 out of every tribe of Israel were men. And so this concept of virginity has to do with, like we're saying, purity. So what this person, whoever wrote this article, is talking about, I bet you they are part of the LGBTQWXYZ community, because it makes no sense.
I think too, they want to put this notion out there that is made up, because it will affect their bottom line. Because just think about it, if men, you know, were value chase, if women would value purity and everything, they wouldn't have no babies to abort. So it affect their bottom line. So they'll just come out with any old garbage. They'll say, oh, virginity's made up, and try to put that false narrative out there because it's all about money.
Right, and that you can just do any and everything to debase your body, to defile it. The Western civilization has really gone crazy, and I'm hoping that there is a remnant, like the Lord says, out there that holds on to the Lord and holds on to what God has taught us, because these people, they would have to be mental. You know, I actually envision people like this slowly losing their minds, because they have no anchor, they have no standard, they have nothing to fall back on. And trust me, the enemy's not going to stop trying to destroy them. The enemy's going to try their best to devour, because that's what the Lord says the enemy does.
So here's another one. Now keep in mind how there's a great falling away, stupidity, and people in their hearts believing what they want to believe. So I don't know this guy. It's a rapper, I guess. Lil Nas X. Lil Nas X.
Will who?
L-I-L.
Little Nas X.
Little Nas X. Little Nas X. Little Nas X.
Anyway, his real name is rapper Montero Lamar Hill.
Okay.
And he apologized recently because there was such a huge backlash to his recent material that he released that prompted accusations, you know, where he mocked Christianity.
Mm.
But what he was saying is he was depicting himself as Jesus.
Mm.
And
Really?
It says, Hill, who recently claimed to be entering his Christian era, issued the apology on the heels of a release of a new single, J. Christ. The music video of the song, which suggests his career comeback, is akin to Jesus rising from the dead. And it depicts him on a cross and evokes biblical imagery such as Jacob's ladder and Noah's flood. And the video closes by quoting 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. In the lead up to the single's release, Hill tweeted an image of himself being lifted on a cross and published a video on Instagram and TikTok that depicted him dressed as Jesus while he mockingly partook of the Lord's Supper in a church.
Amen.
So, because of the big backlash, now he kind of backpedaled and he's apologizing. He apologized on Instagram that he understands that religion is a very sensitive topic for a lot of people.
Yeah, for a lot of his fans that he didn't want to alienate.
That he, I didn't mean to mock.
You are lying.
This wasn't like a...
He's lying.
If you to people, it was literally me saying, I'm back, like Jesus.
Baloney. How in the world? He did mean to mock.
Yeah, he was the same guy that came out with this this shoe, and it had made reference to anti-Christian,
right.
Anthony the Beast, where he had the human blood and the soul, and the number 666 on the shoe.
And he probably didn't get a lot of backlash, so then he went a step further. What he wasn't expecting was the reaction that this particular one would bring, because he had done so many other things that nobody really complained about.
In this recent video, they showed him guzzling communion wine and pouring the wafers of the Eucharist down his throat. He thought the video was going to be a video to lighten the mood.
He's
saying
an idiot.
He didn't understand the symbolism of the Lord's
lighten
Supper.
Lighten the mood of what?
See, I didn't understand the Lord symbolism of the Lord's Supper.
I didn't
understand the reality of what it is. But I do apologize for that. I will say I'm sorry for that. I was overboard.
He didn't understand anything. Not just that, he didn't understand. He meant to mock the church. He just did not expect the church or the people who were connected to the church, which he probably did not realize that a lot of so-called Christians were buying his music, which I don't see how they could. There's no way.
Well, I don't know. You know, it doesn't pay to worship. And that's what people do, worship celebrities.
Yeah,
you know?
Which is dumb.
You'll hear more about celebrities than you do about the
Yeah, they got to use the bathroom just like everybody else. That's ridiculous.
You got to face God just like everyone else.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not going to talk anymore about that. The next one that was sent to me is about this guy, a son. He beheaded his father. And then he posted the severed head on video on YouTube.
That's a shame, man.
That was like...
There was one person that killed them.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And then there was one person that I think he had killed his mother, and he was singing a hymn. You know, they actually just lost their minds.
He's 32 years old. He's been charged with first-degree murder, abuse of a corpse, and possession of a criminal weapon. YouTube obviously removed the video.
Mm-hmm.
But they failed to remove it over several hours.
There's somebody who probably has a copy of the video and probably is sharing it still.
That's just so.
They probably didn't believe it was real for a second.
So his father that he beheaded was a engineer in the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in the Philadelphia district. So I don't know. I guess he had a problem with that.
I guess so. You know, but the Lord said he was going to do that. He was going to allow them to do whatever they want, and in the process, mother was going to be against daughter against mother, father against son against father. The Lord said it was going to come, and this day is here right now.
You think it's, you know, the coming of the Lord is pretty soon.
Yes.
I don't know, the way people are acting. And then they don't want prayer in school.
Right.
Schools.
They don't want you to mention the Lord. You can mention everything except God.
And then that's my train of thought. And then the government comes down with all these bizarre things like, it's okay for same-sex marriage. It's
right.
okay for
right.
transgenderism.
And you have
it's
to
okay
alter your beliefs and your reality to fit somebody's
and if you don't
delusional
believe like
psychotic
they, like they do, then
right.
What
you can lose
do
your job. You
yes
can
take you to court.
Yes.
Sue you and all that.
Right.
You lose all your money,
it,
reputation.
It's mainly in Western civilization and you know, other countries that they're trying to influence, there are some that just resist and say, no, that's not our culture.
Well, that's enough nonsense for today's program.
Yes, praise the Lord and let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Today's verse of the day comes from 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3 and 4. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there cometh a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalt himself above all that is called God, or that is worshiped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. But let no man deceive you by any means. Now, ain't God all right?
God
is all right.
Praise the Lord. Last week's food for thought was, why did the Lord make the world? And the answer is to be inhabited. And that answer can be found in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18. And it reads, for thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. This week's food for thought is, what breaks a person's spirit? Hint, the Bible. And that's food for thought.